Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined in his regular spot by Ben Harrington, who's a business journalist and the editor at the Betaville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks, Zach.
Right, you must be a busy man. I'm surprised you managed to come in today. I mean, there's so much going on, even over the weekend.
Very busy weekend for M&A, yeah.
All good news?
In what sense?
Well, good news for the stock market, good news for investors, good news for people who want things to be good after Brexit.
Well, I guess it's good news for the investment bankers that are working on the AT&T bid for Time Warner, the $85 billion takeover. Is it good news for the market? I suspect this might be the point at which Moose likes to say, is that the point where you sort of ring the bell, basically.
Yes.
It's a sort of top of the market indicator. I'm sure people have said that a couple of times over the last 2 years, and so far they've been proved to be incorrect. Crispin Odie himself, I think, was quite a big bear a year and a half, 2 years ago, and as you read over the weekend, his fund is down about 42% year to date because of his short positioning.
Yes, as a fellow old Harrovian, I should be sympathetic, but I'm not. I'm not quite sure why.
That wasn't my article. That was Danny Fortson's piece in the Sunday Times. But if you look at the HSBC index for hedge funds, it will show you that he's the worst performer in Europe, or according to their index, at least, anyway.
Yeah, so basically the end-of-the-world scenario, or end-of-world scenario betting has not worked out very well for people of late.
So far. There might be some people who say that this AT&T bid for Time Warner is that top-of-the-market deal, perhaps. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But people, there might be other commentators who do.
Right, so AT&T is out of the bag. What are you looking at as far as possible news?
Well, there are a couple of other big M&A stories that broke over the weekend. Cockpit equipment maker Rockwell Collins in the US announced a deal to buy BE Aerospace for $6.4 billion. BE Aerospace supplies airline cabins with oxygen masks. So that was just an announced transaction, just came out of the blue. In fact, I think that might have been originally a Wall Street Journal story confirming their scoop. And in the middle of last week, or towards the end of last week, British American Tobacco effectively confirmed the piece that I wrote in the Times about almost 2 years ago with its bid for Reynolds American, $47 billion cash and stock offer for the remainder of Reynolds American that it doesn't own. It already has a large stake at Reynolds American. So a lot of M&A at the moment, a lot. In the newspapers over the weekend, the Sunday Telegraph had an interesting story about US buyers circling French Connection.
Yeah.
And they had quite a lot of detail talking about French Connection hiring or working with Moelis, which is an investment bankers advisory firm, and talking about a couple of potential, the company having had some approaches, Neuberger Berman being one of the parties that's made an approach, and Rutland Partners. Good story by Ben Marlowe and Ashley Armstrong. Have to say, though, my colleague at the Sunday Times, Oliver Sharp, did write this story or a similar story about 2.5-3 months ago in the Sunday Times when he discovered that Rutland Partners had been sniffing around French Connection, and they ran it on the front page as the hamper as well. So the Sunday Telegraph story is effectively saying that Stephen Marks, who's the founder, might be willing to sell. I think he's always been opposed to selling. He owns 41% stake in the company. The shares were up, when I just looked before I came in, about 12%.
I think the good thing about that is that if it does develop, the shares are still relatively low in the range. So, you know, any deal that was going to be done would be at, I don't know, 50p or 60p rather than 37p at the moment. So
yeah.
You would have thought that it would be of that type of nature.
I can't remember whether you predicted this last week. Did you predict that?
Yes, I've been all over that one. I mean, basically the whole thing.
The Sunday Times,
the whole thing.
Business splash is about chairman of William Hill paying the price for blunders, including
the whole Amaya thing was
Amaya Gaming in Canada. That's Gareth Davis, the chairman of William Hill. Peter Evans' splash story, reporting that he will be stepping down next year, and the board are looking for a replacement. Again, I think that probably lends itself to any predators that are still circling out there, probably having another crack at some point. Although the last time I checked with my very good sources on this story is that the Rank 888 consortium hadn't started, dusting off that file again. But who knows, they might do over the next few months.
Yes, I mean, the thing is, the shares are now £2.91 versus the £3.64, which was on the table. So that's a bit of an ouch situation.
I think it was a bit higher than that in the end. I think it might have got up to £3.90.
But yes, exactly.
Just shy of that, yeah.
But that was looking like a bad no in terms of deal making is concerned. So any final things? We're right out of time now.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I did a piece towards the end of last week on Burberry. It was about Coach working with investment bankers from Evercore, studying that situation. I don't think there's been any formal talks or formal offer yet, as far as I was aware. And actually, if you look at Burberry were buying back shares last week, so there's no way that they could have been in formal discussions with Coach. That doesn't mean that Coach isn't having a good look at Burberry with Evercore. As usual, the sort of echo chamber, once I published the story, slightly over-egged it and were claiming that reworking or rehashing the story to sort of talk it up to say that I was reporting that they're in talks, which is not the case at all. So I just wanted to make that clear for sort of viewers and followers of my work. I do believe that is an interesting situation and could well develop.
Right. Well, I would like it to develop because I think the way Burberry is, that's probably one of the better outcomes it could have to have a
Burberry's clearly been worried about
being on the back foot, you know,
about the predator since the new year. I don't know if you recall, but the Financial Times actually broke a story earlier on this year about how they'd hired Robey Warshaw, the advisory firm that's worked on a lot of these big mega deals over the last sort of 2 years, 3 years, including the SAB Miller transaction. They're often appointed as defence advisors or on the defence side, not always, but often, because they have a sort of particular specialism in advising, you know, mega cap companies on receiving bids and defending themselves and getting better prices for the company.
Well, alas, we're out of time, Ben. But Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Beaterville website, thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.